The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on April 7th, 1975, in Hyderabad, India.
Just like sometimes we'll hear our men, they'll be chanting. Like yesterday I heard that someone was chanting, Nittai Gaur, Nittai Gaur, Nittai, Nittai Gaur. Like that, I'll hear different mantras. Someone's chanting, Radhe, 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 Radhe. Like that at kirtan.
Well, that is not done by the acharyas, but there is no harm chanting Radhe. But sometimes it is degraded to make something new in vain. Therefore, better to stick to Hare Krishna and Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Otherwise, just like the Shaojiyas, they have invented Nitai Gau Radhesha, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. These things will come gradually, but they are not approved. They are called Chhara Kirtan, or a concocted Kirtan. But there is no harm chanting Radhe, Nitai Gau. So better stick to this Panchatattva and Mahamaya. Like Nitai Gau Radhesha, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. There is Nitai Gau Radhesha, but it is not approved. Mahajana Jena Gata Sapanta. You have to follow the Mahajana. Chaitanya Chaitamrita will find Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Vedanta. Never Nitai Gau Radhesha. So why should we do that?
Of the Nitai Gaur Radhe Shyam, that previously he was a follower of Bhakti Siddhanta, but then he was rejected. And then he started his own camp.
Yes. He was meeting Bhaktivinoda Thakur. What is it called? Charandar Bhavaji.
Srila Prabhupada, sometimes during RT, many bona fide bhajans are sung, but not much Hare Krishna. Is that not a good tendency? That maybe just 2 or 3 minutes of Hare Krishna mantra and many other bhajans.
No. We should stick to Hare Krishna. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Jeev Jago, these are authorized. But Hare Krishna is Mahamaya. What is sung by Mahajan, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur, that can be sung.
Back to Godhead. But when one is situated in pure transcendental love of Krishna, then wherever he may be, that's back to Godhead. Isn't it?
Yes.
So then we should desire not to go back to Vaikuntha, but to go back to be situated in our pure service to Krishna.
Yes. Pure devotee does not aspire anything. Simply to be engaged in loving service of the Lord. Wherever it may be, he doesn't.
Know everything, and they're perfect in everything. But sometimes from our material viewpoint, we see some discrepancies. Just like we think that...
Because material viewpoint. The viewpoint is wrong, therefore you find this is wrong.
So So we should think that we have to be correct.
Yeah. Acharya is explained bhakti sangsana. One is preaching the cult of devotional service, is acharya. Then why do we should find any discrepancy?
We say, for instance, sometimes the acharya may seem to forget something or not to know something. But from our point of view, if someone has forgotten,
no,
that
is not the, that you do not understand. Acharya is not God, omniscient. He is servant of God, his business is to preach bhakti card. That is acharya.
That is the perfection.
That is the perfect. Hare Krishna.
So we have a misunderstanding about what perfection is.
Yeah, perfection is here. How he is preaching bhakti card. That's all.
Prabhupada, there's also a question of reciprocation. You have so many disciples, thousands, and one devotee was asking me yesterday, I want to please Srila Prabhupada, how does he know my progress and my service? Because I'm, when I'm so far away from him and if I don't write him.
So there is a representative of that, the president, the GVG, they will see.
The representative may be there, but what is my personal relationship?
To obey your spiritual master. Whatever he has said, you follow strictly. All of the regulative principles, chant 16 now, that's all.
Prabhupada, when Srila Vyasadeva was lamenting after compiling so many Vedic literatures before compiling Srimad Bhagavatam, he said to his spiritual master, Narada Muni, that to please enter within me and find out my deficiency, you are as good as the all-pervading super soul.
That is always the position of disciple, to find out this deficiency in the character of disciple.
He said that you are as good as the all-pervading super soul.
Yeah, he pointed out the deficiency that you have not described so elaborately about the Supreme Personality of God. You have touched only the social, religious, political point of view. That was his deficiency. So, disciple is always in deficiency before the spiritual master. It's like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Guru more murkha dekhi garila shasana. My spiritual master saw me a fool number one, therefore he has chastised me. So, disciple should be always ready to be chastised. He should not think that he has become perfect. That is perfection. So long he thinks that he is not perfect, he is to be chastised, then he is perfect. And as soon as he thinks that he has become perfect, he is nonsense. Immediately. Nonsense number one. Always to be chastised by the spiritual mind for perfection. And if you think that now he has become perfect, then he's a foolish. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Guru more murkha dekhi. My spiritual master saw me a pool number one. Was he pool number one? He is God himself. But that is the position. If you remain always the fool number one, ready to be chastised, then he's perfect. Instruction, Chanakya Pandit gives this instruction that Lalani Bhavo Dosha Starani Bhavo Guna. If you chastise your son or disciple, he will improve. And if you say, oh, you are all right, then he will degrade. Tasma Putram Chasishancha Tarayat Natulala. Therefore, you always chastise your son and his son. Never is flat. What is called? Planning?
Flat.
Yeah, no.
Prabhupada, in one purport in the Bhagavad Gita, you write that a disciple of a bona fide spiritual master is supposed to know everything.
Yes, if he follows the spiritual master.
But how could he know? What does that mean, everything?
Everything means whatever his guru knows, he should know. That much. Not like God, everything. Within his limit, that's all. He tries to understand whatever his guru has said. That much is everything. Otherwise everything does not mean that we know everything, like God, like Krishna. That is not possible. He regularly chants and follows the regulative principles, follow the orders of Guru, then he knows everything. That's all. Not very much. He knows everything. What is the use of reading books? He knows everything. Except Krishna. Satsacham Rinchanli Vishnu. He knows past, present, future, everything. We cannot expect anyone to know like Krishna everything.
Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that one who knows him knows everything. Yes. Because
he knows that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God, then he knows everything. That's all.
There may be material things he doesn't know, but they're useless.
Huh?
If there's some material information that such a person doesn't know, that's not really knowledge anyway. If he doesn't
like
know how many people live in...
It's like Rukhishwar could not write. So it appeared that he did not... There's something he did not know, although he knew Krishna.
Yeah. He knows everything. Otherwise, how Bhaktisiddhanta accepted him as guru?
Srila Prabhupada, is there any instance when you were chastised by your spiritual master?
Huh?
Is there any instance when you were chastised by your spiritual master?
Oh, yes. I remember that moment was very valuable. Yeah.
Can you tell us the story?
Yes. I think I have said that.
When you were speaking to one man?
Yeah. He became very angry and chastised.
Is this during a lecture?
Yeah. I was not one of my old brother. He wanted to speak something. So I leaned my ear and immediately became so he chastised him more than me.
Lord Chaitanya chastised someone more than Advaitacharya. Advaita felt that he had been neglected, because he had not received a greater chastisement.
He wanted to be chastised, so Chaitanya fulfilled his desire.